everybody. It's Busy from Busy Living Sober. Today is April 4th, 2017. And for those of you that aren't aware, April is Alcohol Awareness Month. So for the entire month, I'm going to talk about things dealing with alcohol. Surprise, surprise. And we actually have a theme. Our theme is going to be connecting the dots. What opportunities are there out there for us to treat our alcoholism, and what ways can we find help? And today I'm especially going to talk about is how do you know you need help, and how can you get help? First thing I'm going to talk about is how everybody's stories are different, and comparing ourselves sometimes can be a dangerous place to go. I know, especially for me, because, you know, my story isn't that, I guess, bad, for lack of saying better, for things being, you know, good or bad. My story is not one where I ended up killing anyone, where I lost anything. I still had a car in the driveway. I still had a roof over my head. And most importantly for me, I still had my kids. But that was enough for me. That was a bottom enough for me to ask for help. I know, unfortunately, people tend to lose their kids, and that's still not enough to quit. I know people that have gotten in major car accidents, and that isn't enough to quit. I know that people have been incarcerated, and that isn't enough to quit. But where is it going to be enough for you to quit? I don't think there can be a bottom per se for each person. You know, that's the one thing. We're human beings. We're not computers. So each person's bottom is different. Each person's ability to stop, each person's willingness to stop, each person's story is different. We're all different. And for us to judge each other is, again, a place I don't want to go to. I can't judge somebody else. I can't say whether or not, you know, you have a problem or you don't have a problem, or that you're an alcoholic or not an alcoholic. I mean, there are tests out there that you can take online and say, well, am I an alcoholic or am I not an alcoholic? I mean, for instance, you know, on the National Association of Addiction, they have a test that about 20 questions per se that say, you know, for instance, can I handle more alcohol now than when I first started to drink? I can say that I can't honestly answer that question yes or no to this day. But this question, do you sometimes feel a little guilty about your drinking? Well, that I could totally relate to, because yes, I felt guilty. Have I been having more memory blackouts recently? Well, I started from the beginning having the memory blackouts. So there's tests out there that you can go to online that will tell you or give you an indication of whether or not you have a problem. I do believe that all of us walking around have some ability to read how we feel on the insides and realize, well, wait a minute, do I think I have a problem? We, most of us, if we're going to be really honest with ourselves, we know when we have a problem. You know we have a problem. We just don't want anybody else to know. That's the crazy thing about getting sober. You know, we don't think anybody knows when everybody knows. It's like we don't want anybody to know where we've quit drinking and that we had a problem with alcohol when everybody already knew we had a problem with alcohol. I at least can tell you that for myself. I knew that I had a problem for a long time before I asked for help. I knew for a long time that I didn't process alcohol like other people did. I knew I blacked out. I knew that I'd wake up the next morning and not remember. I knew that I had to call friends the next morning so that they could remind me or tell me what had happened the night before, because I didn't remember. So I knew that was kind of different, because again, I could call my friends and my friends could say, oh yeah, this is what happened last night. Well, I didn't remember. I was a blackout drinker. So that was what kind of scared me enough to be like, this isn't cool. I don't remember. Now, I know that there's a lot of people that have problems with alcohol that remember everything. They don't forget anything. They don't ever black out. But they still have a problem with alcohol. You know, there's a test I, you know, tell people to do all the time, a personal test to do at home, which is if you take a piece of paper and you draw a line down the middle of the piece of paper and you write all of the bad things or things that you wish were different on one side of the paper, and then all the things that had to do with alcohol that you wish hadn't happened. And if you weren't drinking, wouldn't have happened. And it tends to be that 9 out of 10 times, most people get into situations that they would never have gotten into unless they were drinking. They drink and bad things happen. But still, that's not enough to have that person quit. What is enough? I also tell people to go and try not drinking for 1 week. How does it feel not to drink for 1 week? And see if that's a gauge for yourself. Like if you can't go 1 week without drinking, there might be a problem. I mean, because I think, in fact, I know that if alcohol didn't matter one way or another, you could probably not only go a week, you could probably go many weeks, you could probably go months and take it or leave it. I have a lot of friends that are like that don't even, you know, it doesn't even matter to them. They're like, big deal. Now I go out, especially when I was, you know, when I was drinking and in the throes of it, I couldn't go out with not, it's just like that first drink. That is what it is for me. It's that first drink. I have a sip and my brain, again, is like the 4th of July. I can't stop, even though I swear, I'm only going to have one. But it's hard. I mean, you know, this month of April and being Alcohol Awareness Month, I mean, how many people die due to causes they don't even realize alcohol is doing to them? For instance, how many cancers are actually predominantly started because of the use of alcohol? There's a lot. I mean, I just had something up on Facebook, and those of you that would like to follow me on Busy Living Sober on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, Busy Living Sober, or again, go to my website at busylivingsober.com, you're going to see, I put articles up each day about different ways alcohol affects us, okay? It affects throat cancer. I think it affects definitely colon cancer, liver cancer, all these things no one ever talks about. I think people die of heart attacks sooner than they would have if they hadn't been drinking. So there's alcohol affects us in a lot of ways. And if you think that you have a problem, is it that hard to stop? I mean, I can say for me, I was really, 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 really scared to stop. I mean, I was more scared to stop drinking than I was to get divorced, if that says anything. I mean, quitting drinking was a big deal because it's such a society thing. It's such a part of our society and our culture in America. It's like, go to a baseball game, drink. Go to a football game, drink. Go to a concert, drink. Go out for dinner with friends, grab a drink. Dating. I can tell you this, when you're dating, I mean, that's the first thing you do, right? You go out and you meet someone at a bar and you're like, oh, I'm going to have a drink, because those nerves of not feeling comfortable, those nerves can be subsided and they can be tamed by having a drink, right? It relaxes us. It gives us a chance to be like, ah, I can just let go. Rather than learning how to let go with other forms of, you know, breathing, which is huge, exercise, there's a lot of ways to calm our nerves rather than self-medicating. But our society says, let's self-medicate. Let's get to that place where we don't have to feel and I can be okay with who I am. So our first thing is like getting okay with who we are. Who am I? I can tell you this. When I was out in my addiction, I truly, truly hated myself. I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. Oh, gosh, I can still think back to it right now. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I did what I did. But to think that if I didn't drink, I wouldn't have to feel embarrassed. I wouldn't forget the night before. If I don't drink, I'm okay. I drink and I'm not okay. It's like kind of easy. If you like look at it layman terms, like you raise 10,000 feet and you're like, okay, I drink and I become someone I hate. I don't drink and I kind of like myself. I feel better about myself. I look better. I smell better. I am there for people in my life. But when I drink, I hate myself. I smell. I get wrinkles. I gain weight. It makes me bloated. And people don't like me. So why can't it be easier just to say, you know what? I'm not going to pick up that drink. So for those of you that are questioning, do I have a problem? I'm going to, again, propose to you what I mentioned earlier. Get a piece of paper, draw a line down the center of the page, and write down each time you got in trouble and if alcohol was involved. And secondly, try to go a week without drinking. Just try 1 week and see how you feel. Like literally maybe keep a journal, like get up in the morning and say, I'm not going to drink today, but this is what I'm going to do. And you know what? I'm going to go out for dinner with these people, or I'm going to go and meet my friends at this event, or I'm going to go to this bar. Okay. So before you go out anywhere, like, I don't know. I know for me growing up in the Midwest, growing up, we had to know what we were going to do in case of a tornado. So if there was a tornado, what do? We get down, we close the door, or we get into the bathtub, we stand underneath a doorway if there's an earthquake. I mean, there's certain things that we do in case of disaster, right? Now, if you know you're going out, you don't want to drink, okay, what's your plan going to be? What is your escape measure? For one, if you're feeling uncomfortable and you want to get out of there, how are you going to do it in a way that it doesn't cause attention to you? That's a plan you need to make. Number two, what are you going to drink? When you walk up to that bar and you say, everybody's saying, can I have my Budweiser? Can I have my glass of Chardonnay? Can I have my this? Can I have my that? What are you going to ask to drink? I always recommend Pellegrino or club soda. Or if you are a soda drinker, order that soda. But try it for a week and see how you feel. Well, that's it for this week. It's not this week. What am I talking about? That's it for today, for Tuesday, April 4th. But I'll be back on Thursday to talk about something else having to do with, you know, being sober and April being Alcohol Awareness Month. And I'm going to talk about some ways to keep getting busy, because busy living sober is about getting out there and staying busy. Forgetting what we did yesterday, living in the day, and let's get busy living instead of regretting and feeling shame of yesterday and judgment. Enough of that, right? Well, any of you that have any questions or want to reach out to me, again, you can find me on Facebook at either Elizabeth Chance or Busy Living Sober. Follow me on Twitter, Busy Living Sober. Go to my website at busylivingsober.com, and you can email me at busy@busylivingsober.com. Until Thursday, take care and keep, you know, being out there getting busy, and love yourself today if you can. Please try. Okay, take care. Talk to y'all Thursday. Bye.